And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. I am joined here in the studio this evening by two members of our resident woodwind quintet, the Missouri Quintet. I am joined by Mizzou's professor of oboe, Dan Willett, and professor of bassoon, Lee Munoz. Guys, how are you?
Good. Yes, thanks. We are the double reed section of the quintet.
There you go.
Double the fun, right?
Double the fun. So you are here to discuss an upcoming performance, a recital by the Missouri Quintet. First, let me ask you, for our listeners, what is the Missouri Quintet? What is a woodwind quintet? What does that entail? And who's involved with this project?
Mm-hmm. Well, the Missouri Quintet goes back to 1977, before I was here, and it was created at that time with assistance, among other parties, by the Missouri Arts Council, and it was called the Missouri Arts Quintet for some time. Later, we simplified it to the Missouri Quintet, and a woodwind quintet, the standard instrumentation is flute, oboe, clarinet, French horn, and bassoon. So we have a brass member in a woodwind quintet, ironically enough.
Okay. And who's currently in the quintet now?
Right now we have on flute Professor Alice Dade, Dan Willett on oboe, of course, and Dr. Wes Warnhoff on clarinet, and myself on bassoon. And then, of course, we have our newest member this year, Amanda Collins, who has joined us on horn. And she came from Maryland, and we're really excited to be collaborating with her this year.
Fun. And when's this performance going to be?
It's on November 11th, Monday night.
So 11-11, okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Very good. Right. And it's like 7:30 at the Whitmore?
Yes, uh-huh.
Fantastic. Whitmore, yeah.
Yes.
Right on. Well, tell us a little bit about the pieces that you guys have chosen to perform.
Well, I'm excited about our first one, the Le Tombeau de Couperin by Maurice Ravel. It was actually arranged by a horn player, Mason Jones, and it's a beautiful work that has a gorgeous oboe solo in it, and my colleague is doing a great job on that. It's a huge, well-known solo, and he's really leading the group with it. And did you want to talk about the next one?
Sure. The second piece on our program is by a living composer, and that is Michael Fine, an American composer. And it's just a short single work, single movement work, new to all of us. And as a composer, Michael Fine is new to all of us. We became acquainted when Alice Dade, our flute player, included one of his works for flute and piano on her recent CD of flute solo works.
Well, very good. And then what else is on the bill?
Well, we have a transcription of mine. I've done a few over the years. It's a rather comical. This is a comical piece, the Hungarian Rhapsody No. 2, which people, if they think they don't know it, they probably do. It's a familiar piece that everyone has heard somewhere along the line. It's a piano work. Originally, it's been transcribed for orchestra, I think, but I did it a number of years for woodwind quintet. It was not my idea, but at that time, our flute and horn player thought of it as they were killing time in a mall in between stops on a quintet tour, and they decided, you know, we need something really outrageous. Why don't you do Hungarian Rhapsody No. 2?
Something fun and poppy.
Yeah.
But
and of course, I said, oh, okay. And so I have been inflicting it upon my colleagues ever since then. But it's fun.
It's fun. It pushes us past what we think we can do on the instruments, which is fun. I think was the point of the piece for piano, too. So I think it's achieved its goal in the quintet form as well.
Very good. And then what else?
It's really interesting. We all selected pieces we really liked and read through them at the beginning of the year. So it's kind of, there's no common theme for this recital, except that it's all music that we enjoy playing, which is kind of fun in that way too.
That's one of the best things about having a recital is you get to pick the music.
Absolutely. So our second half actually is Aries Tropicalis by saxophonist Paquito de Rivera, who's a very famous composer in his own right as well. Pastoral by Amy Beach, who is a famous composer from the early 20th century. Liber Tango is our grand finale, I will say, which is really fun. I think it features everybody pretty well in the quintet. And it's the famous Liber Tango that Piazzolla that wrote, and it was been arranged by Jeff Scott for quintet. So we're having a lot of fun ending with a lot of flair as well on the second half, just like we are with the first half with the Hungarian Rhapsody.
Very fun. Mm-hmm. This sounds like a great program. What makes the woodwind quintet such a good instrumentation for these pieces?
Yeah, I think the general characteristic is that we have such a drastic contrast of sounds. If you compare a woodwind quintet with a string quartet or a brass quartet or a saxophone quartet, we're completely different because those are all like instruments. So they inherently have a lot of blend built in, but they also are in the same family in terms of sound qualities. But if you think of a woodwind quintet, they're completely different in the way the sound is produced. We have a buzzing mouthpiece instrument in the horn. We have a open hold flute sound production in the flute. We have a double reed, two double reed instruments, and a single reed instrument. So inherently, you have this tremendous color tone contrast. The special challenge for a woodwind quintet is achieving blend. So we have to work hard for blend. We have built-in contrast, just like I say, the opposite of the other like instrument ensembles.
Yeah, it's interesting because how we articulate is different, how we our dynamic range is actually different between each instrument as well as the range that we can play with the horn and bassoon reaching the lowest notes and then the flute reaching some of the highest. And matter of fact, I think piccolo makes an appearance in this as well. So we're going to really be the full range of the instruments. So it's both a challenge, but also that's the kind of fun to learn to articulate like a flute or clarinet and how to blend and get your sound to become a different instrument, a combination of two instruments, which are very different.
Very cool. And when did the woodwind quintet kind of become prevalent? The string quartet's been around as early as the Baroque period, but when did this kind of...
Right. Late 1700s, Cambini is the first one credited with assembling a woodwind quintet, although at that time it was an English horn rather than a French horn. So that was an alteration that came later. Anton Reicha, early 19th century, composer is the one who created more than anyone else. We had some strong gaps at different times in history, and it's really been in the 20th century when we've gotten kind of the full benefit of many composers writing for it.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, this sounds like a great program. And again, this is on November the 11th at 7:30 p.m., so that's this coming Monday over at the Whitmore at 7:30, the Missouri Quintet. Well, sounds like a great program, and thanks so much for coming out.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.